Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Whenever that day comes, I do know I don't want to make cake. My preferred dessert would be my Nana's biscuits and gravy. That sounds like dessert.
That is Selena Gomez saying that for her wedding cake, she doesn't want a wedding cake. She'd rather have her Nana's biscuits and gravy served to every guest. Biscuits and gravy for dessert at a wedding? What do you think about that? Lisa Antonexia is the owner, lead designer, and planner of Creative Concepts by Lisa. You can find her online at creativeconceptsbylisa.ct.com. Lisa, you've seen a lot of weddings. You must see some interesting dessert options. Are the day of the cake over?
I don't think they are, and I'm very confused about biscuits and gravy. I'm not going to lie to you about this, but we do see the mini cake where the bride and groom kind of cut the smallest cake you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. That's like sacrilege. You don't do that. You put out the mother of all cakes, and you make it like a piece of art. But we're seeing additional desserts. Maybe your family doesn't, quote, like cake. Yes, we are seeing additional desserts.
You know, Lisa, one thing that I've seen with a lot of clients is that, like you said, it's the mini cake, small cake for the bride and groom to cut. Some of them aren't even announcing the cake anymore at this point. It's something that's just kind of happening in the background there. And then this huge dessert buffet rolls out. And I've even seen takeaway bags. That's a thing
Absolutely.
That I've seen, too.
And you nailed it with the gone are the days of the announcement where we would literally wheel the wedding cake to the center of the dance floor.
Right.
And, of course, the DJ would make the big announcement and 300 crazy guests come running out onto the dance floor to get a picture. Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
We do it. We call it a private cake cutting. We'll let mom and dad, grandma, grandpa know. But for the desserts, we are seeing the most elaborate sundae bars you've ever seen with every type of ice cream and topping. We're seeing pancakes, even things like past chicken and waffles. So you've got the sweet and savory that is still coming out. So there's just a hodgepodge of whatever makes you as the couple happy.
Lisa, I went to a wedding that had a donut wall. The entire wall was just donuts, and you could go and select your donut. I was very, very happy about that. Are donut walls a thing?
They are a thing. And as a wedding guest, you walked up to that wall and you took your donut and you walked away, right?
Correct. As I put it in my mouth. Yes.
So if you work enough weddings, someday you will see this, or if you attend enough weddings, there was this one woman at the wedding, she had to touch every darn donut on that wall.
That's disgusting.
No, don't touch my donut.
And then she took her donut.
Mm.
And that was something that has stuck with me for the last 6 years since I saw it happen. But to your point, there are so many incredible donut places. People are fanatical about their donuts. So yeah, donuts are huge.
I had a chocolate fondue fountain. I had several of them, which at the time was the epitome of fanciness.
Yes. You were classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real nice.
That
also,
very classy.
Very
ice
fancy.
Sculptures.
The ice carver, I'm surprised how few and far between a beautiful ice carver comes up lately. But yeah, if I get one in a year, it's a big deal.
It's a lost skill. The ice carver guy, he's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he retired.
Busy.
You know, his kids weren't interested in the family business.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I loved my ice sculptures.
Mom, dad, not for me. Right?
I didn't think it was a big deal, but my mom and dad insisted. They're like, no, you need ice sculptures. You need the swan.
Must happen.
I guess.
I had the double swan.
Yeah.
I did. I had the double swan. It's true.
All right. You want to learn more about Lisa? You can head to her website, creativeconceptsbylisact.com. Thank you, Lisa.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.